Under Pressure. Written by Riona. Read by Espiel. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, Lenten, Weying. Rating, Explicit. Summary. Sometimes, Wayne just needs to hop in the shower and cleanse herself of certain thoughts. And sometimes, there is only one way to do that. Too bad Lenchen had to pick that moment to do the washing up. Pressure! Honey, I'm home! Wayne towed off her shoes at the door, strode into the living room, flung her bag onto the couch, turned around, and froze. Lenchen was doing yoga. Lenchen was doing yoga in the middle of the living room. Lenchen was doing yoga in the middle of the living room wearing nothing but a sports bra and leggings. And she was currently occupied in a very generous stretch that was doing everything for her ass. Wayne tried not to let her mouth fall open. It was pretty sure she failed. Hello, Ying, Lenchen said without moving. How was work today?
It was good,
Wayne squeaked. Good.
Yeah.
Lenchen slowly straightened up from her low stretch, then continued the movement over backwards until she was in an arched back band and she could meet Wing's gaze. Wayne swallowed and averted her eyes from the cleavage that she could see right down. God, what sports bra was Lenchen even wearing? It was doing a great job. A plus from Wing, that's for sure. I was planning to cook tonight. I was thinking tete. How do you feel about that? Lenchen's boobs jiggled with the movement of her chest as she spoke. Wing was immobilized.
Okay, that sounds great, Jiajie. I'm gonna go to the main shower with Meg. Clean shower.
And with that coherent sentence, Wayne dashed from the living room. Once she was safely locked in the bathroom, she turned the water on full blast and stepped straight under the hot stream. Closing her eyes, she tipped her head back and let it run down her face. Instead of clearing her mind, she found her brain playing the image of Lenten's tits bouncing in a slow motion loop. Furiously, she tried to redirect her thoughts elsewhere.
Lenten's ass in those leggings.
Perfect.
We know!
The swell of her tone behind, fully on display as she stretched luxuriously. The flags of her stomach muscles fully visible as she straightened and bent backwards in one smooth movement.
With an internal sigh, we realized that there was only one way she was going to be able to get her brain away from thinking horny thoughts about her best friend slash roommate slash longtime crush. She reached up and pulled the shower head away from the wall. Slowly, Wayne directed the stream of water over her throat and down her chest. She ran it over both breasts, shivering as her nipples responded to the stimulation, sending a pulse of heat down to her clit. After enjoying the sensation for a few seconds, Wayne moved the shower head between her legs. She let the water beat against her mount for a little while, closing her eyes and letting the images come to her without trying to hold back.
Lenchen's tits, no longer constrained by her sports bra, her nipples standing to attention as Wayne laid her tongue over them. Lenchen's large hands on Wayne's breasts, squeezing just enough to make her gasping wanting. Lenchen's tongue on her, fingers inside her.
Wayne couldn't wait any longer. She slid her other hand down to part her folds and allow the shower stream to hit her clit directly. She let out a small moan at the sudden stimulation and threw her head back until it hit the shower wall. Wayne moved her legs apart and leaned her hips back to lean on the wall for balance. She adjusted the water pressure until it was just right and settled in for the ride. She heard the creak of the landing outside as Linton made her way into the kitchen and allowed herself to imagine her coming into the bathroom instead. Would she stop in the doorway to just look at Wayne getting herself off? Or would she get straight into the shower with her? Of course, she would pause to undress first. No sense in getting her clothes wet. Wayne paused her fantasy to smile at how adorable Linton could be.
Linton, in Wayne's mind, stepped into the shower behind her and wrapped her arm around the front of her hips to pull her close to Linton's front. Wayne would be able to feel the swell of her tits against her shoulder blades, feel Linton's hand move around to cover her own on the handle of the shower head. Linton would lean down to press an open-mouthed kiss to the side of Wayne's neck, just below her ear, and murmur soft encouragement to her.
Wayne reached a finger out to pull back the head of her clit and let out a small whimper as the imaginary Linton in her head did the same. She was so close already.
Are you going to come for me? Linton's imaginary voice, husky and low, echoed in her mind.
Yes!
Wayne breathed, her whole body tensing as the pleasure built and built.
Good girl.
She shuddered out of breath, waiting, right in the crest of the wave as it grew, almost feeling like she was coming already but knowing she could stay like this for a while. At last, the pressure inside her felt like it was about to burst out through her chest. Tensing her entire abdomen, she readjusted her grip on the showerhead and pushed herself over the edge. Suddenly, the water pressure dropped. Wayne let out a cry that was louder than she intended as her internal walls clenched and unclenched firmly around nothing. Frantically, she rubbed circles on her clit in an attempt to bring the orgasm back, but it was too late. The pleasure that had been building had evaporated into the cloud of steam that filled the shower cubicle. With a frustrated groan, she leaned her head back against the wall and blinked her eyes a few times to clear the dizziness.
Wing.
Then, without warning, the water pressure slammed back up. Wing yelled and dropped the shower head as her clit throbbed with overstimulation.
Yes?
She managed to croak out.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
She shot to her feet, bumping her head on the shower taps as she did.
I thought I heard you cry out.
I dropped the shampoo on my toe, that's all.
All right. I will have supper ready in 20 minutes.
And with that, Linton returned to the kitchen. Wayne stayed in the shower until the water ran cold.
Fuck.
The end. Thanks for listening.